Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West, and day number 4 of our football playoff recipes. It brings me to something that I know for a fact you guys have never had this during a game, but let me tell you something right now. This is going to change the way you watch football, play football, and eat during a football game forever. This is my brandy braised beef heart, and I promise you, you're really, really going to love this. A special shout out to our sponsor for this wonderful segment. And I just want to give a special thanks to You Sweet Thing Jelly. Make sure to check them out, YouSweetThingJelly.com. Miss Margaret Grawman is an absolute jelly master, and she could do some incredible things. YouSweetThingJelly.com. The very first thing we're going to do here is we're going to take 2 tablespoons of olive oil. Olive oil is going to go into a nice pan, and I want to have a pan that could take some abuse because we're going to do a lot of crazy things. So you don't want to put this into one of these Teflon pans. You know, we really want to use more of a cast iron, or if you have just a nice metal pan or stainless steel pan, those work really well for this recipe. I'm going to add in half a Spanish onion that we want to have a nice julienne slice on that, which is very, very thin. So once we have that in there and we're letting those onions get a little bit of color on them, I'm going to add a tablespoon of garlic. And before I even add that the minute I add that garlic in, right going in there is going to be a half a pound of beef heart. Now I want to make sure that my beef heart is sliced really, really thin. It's very, very important that it's sliced thin. And we're going to make sure that it's seasoned as well with salt and pepper before it goes in there. So you actually want to make sure that beef heart is nice and seasoned. Salt and pepper. I'm going to go ahead and hit that with a quarter cup of brandy. And when you put this in, it's going to flambe. So you need to watch your eyebrows, watch your hair, ladies. And I've seen some men with long hair too, beards, everything. You got to make sure that you got everything away. And when you do it, I would highly recommend take the pan off the heat, pour in the brandy, put it back on the fire, and then it'll flambe up. And it'll only flambe probably for about 20 seconds, maybe even less than that. Once it does that, and it starts to reduce all the way down, go ahead and hit that with 2 tablespoons of really cold butter and slowly incorporate that into your mixture just by twirling your pan, not by using any spoons, anything at all. And I promise you, this is going to be something you will never, ever forget. It is so good. It could go good on crostinis, blinis. You could even put this stuff in little tortillas if you want. But I would just say, the best way to eat it is just literally with a fork, and it's so, so good. Has great flavor. Not only that, but it's filled with protein. The heart of the cow is filled with protein. You will love it. For this and many more of my Untamed recipes, check me out at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez. You can call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.